Hey, let's check in with today's top news stories from our newscaster du jour, Laura Conway.
This is NPR.
Thanks, and good morning again. Black patients are less likely than white ones to get narcotics when they visit emergency rooms for relief from pain. That's the news from the University of California, San Francisco. A study there tracks more than 150,000 emergency room visits to urban and rural hospitals over 13 years. Doctors prescribed opioids for 31% of the white patients who sought help with pain, but just 23% of the African American ones. The full report appears in today's Journal of the American Medical Association. Pakistan's Elections Commission has announced a new date for parliamentary elections, February 18th. That's 6 weeks later than the original plan to open the polls on January 8th. Officials in Pakistan say they need the time to recover from the rioting that followed Benazir Bhutto's assassination Thursday. Protesters burned 10 election offices, destroying the voter rolls and the ballot boxes inside. The violence also stopped the printing of ballots. Some opposition leaders had called for protests if the vote was pushed back. The international community is putting pressure on Kenya's newly re-elected president to calm the ethnic violence that has broken out after a disputed election. The head of the African Union is on his way to Nairobi for emergency talks, and both the U.S. and the European Union have refused to congratulate President Mwai Kibaki, who took the oath of office for a new term on Sunday. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice joined the British Foreign Secretary today in calling for a spirit of compromise between Kibaki and opponent Raila Odinga. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is sounding a tough call for a negotiated peace.
What I want to see is them coming together. I want to see talks. I want to see reconciliation. I want to see unity. I want the possibility explored as to whether they can come together in government.
Meanwhile, the Kenyan government is downplaying the violence, saying it has affected just 3% of Kenya's 34 million people. 19 people are reported killed by roadside bombs and military fighting in Afghanistan Tuesday. The dead include 14 Taliban fighters killed by Afghan and foreign troops in southern Afghanistan. Five other militants were killed in separate incidents when bombs they were planting blew up prematurely. And remember the case of Chandra Levy? She's the 24-year-old Capitol Hill intern who went missing in May 2001. Levy's body was found the next year in a Washington park. Police ruled it a homicide but never charged anyone. Now 50 students at Bowdoin College in Atlanta are taking another look at the case. It's part of the school's Cold Case Investigative Research Institute. The students will also search for clues to the disappearance 3 years ago of Natalie Holloway, an Alabama teen who went missing while on a trip to Aruba. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.